Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the sun.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another edition of the Junkyard Dogcast. Georgia takes down South Carolina 48-7 in the SEC opener for the Dogs, going on the road to Columbia. Takeo Spikes with his preseason prediction of Georgia being upset by Spencer Rattler and the Gamecocks did not come to fruition, as the Georgia defense did give up its first touchdown, but took down the South Carolina offense for three quarters. They had less than 200 yards of offense in this game, and a dominant performance by the Dogs out there with some guys under the weather, some guys out, a couple starters out. You had arguably Georgia's best player, defensive lineman Jalen Carter, limited with what was mentioned on the broadcast as an ankle injury. Georgia without William Poole as well. Also without wide receiver A.D. Mitchell, no problem for Georgia, as their depth, their talent level overwhelmed South Carolina today. And you know, you really have to tip your cap to Kirby Smart. This is, you could tell that this team has a different identity. In the third and fourth quarter, Georgia, you know, up by several touchdowns, still running its offense, mostly with the starters, but definitely running that Georgia offense regardless of who was on the field, rotating in their backup quarterbacks. They did not take their foot off the gas in this game, and that signals to you that this is a different Georgia team than what you've seen in the past. This was not a team that was just going to run the ball, run the clock out. They continued to attack South Carolina throughout most of the game until well into the fourth quarter, really. And you have to really look at that and react to Kirby Smart. Again, they're going to play a different brand of football. The identity of this Georgia team is going to be to attack their opponents on offense. And you saw it out there with Stetson Bennett, as Kirby Smart said, being overhydrated, but still overcoming that adversity. You know, we've all been there, Stetson Bennett. We've all been overhydrated. I'm pretty sure that Stetson Bennett will be hydrating throughout the rest of Saturday in Columbia and on his way back to Athens after completing 16 of 23 passes for 284 yards, two touchdowns, another very strong performance by Stetson Bennett. Again, three runs for 36 yards and a touchdown as well. The leading rusher in this football game was Stetson Bennett. So again, a strong performance by the senior quarterback for the Bulldogs. Strong performance by this offense in general. They were doing pretty much whatever they wanted to. 5 for 9 for the third down, you know, over 540 yards total. Strong performance by this team. And Todd Monken called a hell of a game here in Columbia. Was again, had Stetson Bennett running in a highly efficient, but also, again, very explosive offense. Getting the ball out to the best playmaker on this team, Brock Bowers, a guy that, again, in the first couple of games hadn't really seen as much of a presence by him out there as they spread the ball to all their playmakers. This game, definitely the Brock Bowers game. 5 catches for 121 yards, 2 touchdowns, had that 78-yard play where he made that defender miss in the open field, showcased his explosiveness, and again, as a ball carrier, he got that tight end reverse for a 5-yard touchdown as well. 3 touchdowns for the sophomore. Best tight end of the country again, was the best tight end in the country last year, but showing he is still a force to be reckoned with in this offense. And again, showing you all the different weapons that Georgia has on this team. They can get the ball to a number of players. They rushed for over 200 yards, had almost 6 yards of carry in this game. And this offense is going to be a problem for everyone this year. After that Samford game, you had some people wondering, what is the identity of this team? It's definitely going to be that explosive offense, being able to put up points pretty much at will so far this season. And that defense, losing 15 players, to that NFL draft, gets talked about every week, every broadcast. That's the narrative. Well, those starters did not allow a touchdown against South Carolina. Had them under 200 yards going into that fourth quarter. Third stringers finally allow a touchdown at the very end of the game. Kind of familiar for Georgia fans. This was that same mentality last year going up against some of their SEC opponents that you would normally see a close game. You have backups in this game playing defense, getting some snaps for Georgia and trying to play up to that standard. You see the starters on the sideline, trying to will those backups to keep South Carolina out of the end zone. They were unable to do that, but they still had their way with South Carolina's offense. They were able to get them off the field, and they forced 3 turnovers in this game, continuing to get great play from Georgia's secondary, especially at the safety position. You see freshman Malachi Starks with another interception. You see Dan Jackson with another interception. And then Tresman Marshall, one of those inside linebackers we talked about, who is impressing in fall camp. He had an interception as well. A great play by him. Georgia's linebacking group sends those guys to NFL. And now with Pop Johnson, with Smile Munden, and with Tresman Marshall, you see another outstanding trio on Georgia's defense. There's still talent on this team. And this is one of Georgia's best top to bottom, most complete football teams we've seen under Kirby Smart. And I think it's pretty clear now, everyone knows this is an elite football team. Kirby Smart coaching this team throughout the game, coaching them to the standard he expects them to have, every single day in practice, and showcasing on the road that they can go into what should have been a hostile environment and quiet that place pretty quickly. Those stands were emptying early, and Georgia was able just to get their backups in. Even on offense, you saw some younger players, especially in the backfield, being able to see Branson Robinson showcase some impressive explosiveness, which was something people talked about. Can he be a guy that not only breaks tackles because of his strength, but also is able to stretch out some big runs and make some moves in the open field? And he looked pretty impressive there on the road against an SEC opponent. So impressive by him, impressive showing by Georgia overall as they enter SEC play now 1-0 and now prepare to go back home to Kent State. But top to bottom, you have to be real happy if you're a Georgia fan by what you saw out there. And we will break down this game and more next week. But for this edition of the Junkyard Dogcast, I'm Kip Adams. You guys take it easy. Go Braves.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.